When you think of Sarah, the thing I think about is the comparison between Genesis 18 and Genesis 19. Genesis 18, the chapter right before Sodom and Gomorrah, the angels come to Abraham. And then Abraham just goes to his wife and says, I need you to do this, 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 and this. And guess what? She just doesn't. She doesn't complain. She doesn't say, well, why? And then, you know, he has to give a 10-minute explanation why. It's like, look, if your husband says, I want chicken and not beef, you know, just do it. You don't have to make it a big deal. Because Abraham is basically busy, and he's just like, hey, I need you to do this, and then he's got something to do also. So look, you don't have to hear his explanation of why so you can determine if you're going to still do it. You understand what I'm saying? You want him to explain, and until you reach a point you agree with it, you're not going to obey him. Just do what he says. Or you can be like Lot's wife in the next chapter. Let me ask you a question. I don't know the answer to this question, by the way. Where was Lot's wife? Kind of reminds you when the Bible speaks about the harlot woman, her feet abide not in her house. Like literally, where's his wife? I mean, Lot's the one that's cooking the food. He's the one taking care of the kids. It's like, what is she doing? Gambling away the money? Just going out and being a bad example to her daughters? I mean, I have no idea. But there's a comparison meant to be made between Sarah and Lot's wife. And there's nothing good about Lot's wife.